1340 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The death toll in the Texas flash flooding is more than 50 and expected to rise as the search continues for the missing. This woman in Kerrville, Texas, doubts anyone else will be found alive.
You know, it's not going to be a good ending. It's just not going to be. There's no way people could have survived the swiftness of the water.
Authorities say many of the victims are children. Elon Musk has launched the America Party, but political scientist Larry Sabato wonders about its chances for a lasting impact.
Maybe Musk thinks he has another Abraham Lincoln available for him to run.
Documentary filmmaker Ken Burns is about to release his upcoming film, American Revolution. He sat down with CBS's John Dickerson.
I think the American Revolution is the most important event since the birth of Christ in all of world history.
The full interview can be seen on CBS's Face the Nation. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab, and though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A Brewer injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their 3-game series against the Marlins in Miami today. Milwaukee losing yesterday 4-2, and they lost veteran first baseman Rhys Hoskins, who left the game with an injured thumb on his left hand. How bad is it? Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Yeah, it doesn't look great. It's not fractured. I don't know after that. He doesn't feel great right now, and I think it's going to be super sore for it's your bottom hand swinging, so it's very, really important. It's that thumb. I don't think we'll see him for a few days, but hopefully it's not an IL, but it might be, depending on how he feels in the next few days.
Did he even try to grip a bat?
He did. He said it didn't feel very good. He said he could squeeze a glove. They did all the testing they do out there. I could tell it was killing him. But he finished the inning and then came in, tried to grab a bat. He said, no, I can't grab a bat. For it to be like that, and Rhys Hoskins, because I know who he is, it's got to be really hurting him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a few showers and thunderstorms lingering into the afternoon before ending. Mostly cloudy skies, our winds turning to the north and highs in the lower 80s. Overnight, a few clouds around, lows in the low to mid 60s. Mostly sunny, close to 80 Monday. Right now, it's 73.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity. especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
The music of the stars back we are till noon. Want to salute the fabulous Mel Brooks and his compositional skills. He's written dozens of songs, most of which we've heard, but not all. And he called Madeline Kahn the single best comedian who ever lived. Let's talk about Mel Brooks and his music. On the Music of the Stars, I'm your host, Lou Vergani, and all the way till high noon Central. Mel Brooks, 1977.
High anxiety whenever you're near. High anxiety, it's you that I fear. My heart's afraid to fly. It's crashed before. But then you take my hand, my heart starts to soar. Once more, high anxiety, it's always the same. Ooh, anxiety, it's you that I blame. It's very clear to me, I've got to give in. My anxiety, you win.
Hiya, Tex, where you from?
Cincinnati.
Great town, love that big red machine. He's up on the linguine. Hello, young lovers, whoever you are. What do I spy? A little grain of rice? Newly married?
This morning.
This morning, folks, and they said it wouldn't last.
But then you take my hand. My heart starts to soar. Once more, key change, high anxiety.
It's always the same. Hey, anxiety, it's you that I blame. It's very clear to me, I've got to give in. My anxiety. And remember, folks, be good to your parents. They've been good to you. You win.
On the western border of Poland, Europe stands precariously on the brink of World War II. But in Warsaw, despite the threat of imminent invasion, the Polish people forget their troubles at the Bromsky Theater.
Mel Brooks and Bancroft.
Jak się topisz, to się topisz, sweet Georgie Brown. Daj całusa, poleć busa. Sweet Georgie Brown, jak się z ciebie wędry w niebie. Sweet Georgie Brown, we los dobrze znasz, ten co pewnie masz. Okej, okay. Mój kolega mnie ostrzega, ratuj się pan. Ona z każdym panem ważnym, ten co ma plan. Będzie biło serce twoje, bliżej bracie zdrowie swoje. Georgie Bia, Georgie Gia, Spitty Pitty Georgie Brown. Bum, 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 mash, 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 bum, 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 bum. We lost the just nice.
Can't stop help you much.
Okay.
Ha 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 ha
bliżej, bracie, zdrowie swoje. Georgie, bija, Georgie, żyje. Sweetie, pretty, Georgie.
That's from To Be or Not To Be. Take off on the Jack Benny classic. Mel Brooks and Bancroft. Music of the Star. There's musical royalty. That's the Count Basie, that is, with Ben Burney's great Sweet Georgia Brown. Ben Burney wrote that, but Mel Brooks wrote this. And Frankie Lane sang it. Was he mad when he found out? Tell you about that in a bit.
His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws ruled the west and fear filled the land, a cry went up for a man with guts to take the west in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
I told Frankie, they're making a modern Western. Oh, great. Can I do the title? Then they found out, when Frankie found out, who was he mad? Mel Brooks music. Spaceballs.
In 1974, Mel had the best year in the history of movie parodies. He spoofed classic Hollywood Westerns with Blazing Saddles, released in February of 1974. Then 10 months later, in December, Mel similarly skewered classic horror films with Young Frankenstein. 3 years later, Brooks lovingly lampooned the works of Alfred Hitchcock with High Anxiety. Given all that success, it was hardly a surprise when Brooks set his sights on spoofing Star Wars with Spaceballs. Notably, one of Mel's great friends was producer Alan Ladd Jr., the Fox executive who greenlit Star Wars in the mid-1970s. By the time Mel made Spaceballs, all three movies in the original Star Wars trilogy had been released. Star Wars in 1977, The Empire Strikes Back in 1980, Return of the Jedi in 83. The jokes come at a furious pace in Spaceballs, starting with the opening frame. This story takes place in a galaxy very, 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 very far away. Like all of the cosmic comedies we're presenting tonight, the more you know about classic movies, the more you'll laugh. And as I said, Mel Brooks is a top-line classic movie expert. Mel doesn't just spoof Star Wars here. There are clever little moments referencing Planet of the Apes, Alien,
where for public amusement, heretics and non-believers were tortured and burned in a carnival-like atmosphere. And it was guided by the most fearful specter to ever sit in judgment over good and evil. The Grand Inquisitor, Torquemada.
All pay heed. Now enters His Holiness, Torquemada, the Grand Inquisitor of the Spanish Inquisition. Torquemada, do not implore him for compassion. Torquemada, do not beg him for forgiveness. Torquemada, do not ask him for mercy. Let's face it, you can't talk him out of anything.
Let all those who wish to confess their evil ways and to accept and embrace the true church convert now or forever burn in hell. For now begins the Inquisition.
The Inquisition.
Let's begin.
The Inquisition.
Look out, sin.
We have a mission to convert the Jews.
Jews.
We're gonna teach them
wrong from right.
We're gonna help them
see the light
and make an offer that they can't refuse.
That the Jews just can't refuse.
Confess. Don't be boring. Say yes.
Say yes.
Don't be dull.
A fact. You're ignoring.
It's better to lose your skull cap than your skull.
Oh, you're gavalt.
The Inquisition.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Here we go.
We know you're wishing that we'd go away. But the Inquisition's here and it's here to stay.
Just got an invitation through the mail.
Your presence requested this evening is formal. Top hat, white tie, and tails.
Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails. 'Cause I'm invited to step out this evening in top hat, white tie, and tails. Oh, I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dudin' up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. Or I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail.
Thank you.
Music of the Star. That's the real thing, Fred Astaire. And Gene Wilder, Peter Boyle, from Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, or cutaway coat, perfect fits. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellas in their midst.
Mel Brooks had a hard time selling a Cole Porter song in a Frankenstein movie, but he's Mel Brooks. Here's Clark Gable.
Hold it over there. Take it away.
These will be amusing, get you.
Well, I hope so.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Holland sits? Put on the mix. Those guns upon the bed, be on the hard ground, down the bed, be all your spits. Putting on the ribs. That's where each and every Lulu Bell goes. Every Thursday evening in her slow clothes.
All the Bellows come with me.
In the tender, keep a lee and see the fiddler last 2 bits. Putting on the ribs.
Bing Crosby.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on a Ritz. Perfect types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, and cause a way coat, perfect fits. Putting on a Ritz. Strolling up the avenue, so happy. All dressed up just like an English chappie. Very snappy, come let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks and umbrellas in their midst. Putting on bits. Go away. where fashion sits. I'm putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Strolling up the avenue, so happy. All dressed up just like an English chappie. Very snappy, come let's mix, where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst. Putting on the Ritz, hey, putting on the Ritz. Putting on the sharpest clothes and keeping their red noses right in the air. Putting on the Ritz.
Here's Johnny Crawford of the Riflemen on the Music of the Stars.
The first time that I looked at her, it wasn't hard to see. She was something special, especially for me. The bluest eyes that I've ever seen, and pretty as can be. She is something special, especially for me. I'm lucky that I met her on this special day. I've got so much to tell her with words I cannot say. If she would only look my way, I know that she would see. She is something special, especially for me. Lucky that I met her on this special day. I've got so much to tell her with words I cannot say. If she would only look my way, I know that she would see. She is something special, especially for me. Something special, especially
Johnny Crawford. Then he put together a dance band, and here it is. He writes his own music, but this is the Johnny Crawford Dance Orchestra.
Sweeping the clouds away, I don't care what's down below. Let it rain on, let it snow. I'll be up on a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away. I have learned life's lesson. Fighters who always win are those who can take it right on the chin and grin. So I shout to everyone, find your place in the sun, up on top of a rainbow, sweeping the clouds away.
John Ernest Crawford, fired by the Walt Disney Company, found fame as the co-star of The Rifleman on TV. When you're a kid actor, it's a real mixed bag of skill and longevity. Some make it. Kurt Russell, Ron Howard. Fired from the Mickey Mouse Club. Johnny Crawford said, I always felt I was a grown-up, and I expected of myself just what I expected of grown-ups in the business. I took pride in what I did. I was serious. Got fired because he couldn't learn the dance steps fast enough. He said that was a good... Well, I got freed to work. Got rid of the Mickey Mouse ears. Here's an interview with Johnny Crawford and a few remarks from Chuck Connors.
I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger.
He was a major national star, had two or three hit records.
Some days begin with a trip to the studio for yet another audition. It's a lifestyle not unlike that of many actors in Hollywood. However, he's probably the only one making the trip in a vintage 1930 Chrysler.
I've got the song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. What a world. What a life I'm in love.
His acting resume is not like the others either. You see, 25 years ago, Johnny Crawford had already experienced what most actors long for. He was a star. He not only earned an Emmy nomination as Chuck Connors' wide-eyed son on The Rifleman, but won our affection as well.
You know, Paul, Walt was right all along. That bird never did nothing to get all chained up for.
On the program, The Rifleman, your relationship with Chuck Connors on screen seemed to be much closer than just two actors working together. Was that the case off screen?
Well, I was always very proud of the fact that I was an actor and took my job very seriously, but Chuck and I did work well together. There was a rapport there that worked, and I admired him very much.
Valley, California, and I'm here this morning to visit the gravesite of actor and singer Johnny Crawford. He's buried here at Sunset Hills Memorial Park. I guess I shouldn't say buried. His ashes are interred here in a cremation niche on the outside wall of the Roy Rogers and Del Evans Sunset Chapel. Some of you may remember that I was here about 5-6 years ago visiting the gravesites of Roy Rogers and Del Evans. They're buried here just inside the front gate. As you come in, the front gate is just to the left. And I'm going to visit the gravesite again today and walk around the cemetery again today. On that video that I shared all those years ago, I walked around and showed you some of the really beautiful gravesites that are here. And I'm going to do that again today since it's been so many years since I've been here.
Quincy Jones, Frank Sinatra.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things, things to say? And since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear, each time you hear her name. I know the more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music, it never ends. I know the way I feel for you. It's now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever. Forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
Actor Johnny Crawford, known for playing Chuck Connors' son in ABC series The Rifleman from 1958 to 63, has died. He was 75. It is with great sadness and heaviness of heart that the Johnny Crawford Legacy team announced the passing of Johnny Crawford. It was posted on the Johnny Crawford Legacy website. He passed away peacefully this evening, April 29, 2021, with Charlotte, his wife, by his side. In The Rifleman, Crawford played Mark McCain, son of Civil War veteran Lucas McCain, played by Connors. He was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor, Continuing Character in a Dramatic Series category at the Primetime Emmys in 1959. He was 13 at the time. In 2019, Crawford was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease before he contracted COVID-19 and then pneumonia. Crawford was one of 24 Mouseketeers in the first season of ABC's The Mickey Mouse Club. His early TV roles included The Lone Ranger, Cavalcade of America, and The Count of Monte Cristo. Screen credit was in The Marshall, 2019. Crawford also had a musical career, including a recording contract with Delphi Records. His song, Cindy's Birthday, was at No. 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1962. Other tracks by him include Rumors, Your Nose Is Gonna Grow, and Proud. Film historian James L. Niebuhr tweeted, "Another sad farewell and my childhood continues to grow dimmer. RIP Johnny Crawford."
How do you make it last?
How do you keep a song from fading too fast? How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? How do you not run out of new things to say? And since we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear a name. I know. In her eyes, I may not see forever.
Forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
Now stand by for CBS News. Back in about 7 minutes.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Officials say 59 people have been killed in flash flooding in Texas, including several girls at a summer camp. CBS's Christian Benavides.
In addition to the children's summer camp, RV parks along the river were filled with people on vacation for the 4th of July. They had no warning a wall of water was coming their way.
Officials are holding out hope that survivors will still be found. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells CNN's State of the Union President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill Act is a win-win for average Americans.
For years, Wall Street has done well. Now it's time for Main Street to do well, and they can both do well. And that's the one big beautiful bill. That's the beauty of this.
The bill will reduce spending on Medicaid, which provides government-sponsored health care for low-income and disabled Americans. The Dalai Lama is now 90. Birthday celebrations continue in India. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.